St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
to be what you want. Out of sight, out of mind. Got plenty to lean on. Got your rights and your lines, leading you to move on. It's a long way to the middle road.
No time to lay.
Up in smoke. For a lover, let it be, breathe the air, drink the water, feel the dirt on my knees, holy prayer, music watch to play the curve, let the sound heal your mind, set your body free,
set your body
season hurts so bad, thought I fell, but you paint she didn't need, what we have was love for sale, maybe something in between, yes my day.
Welcome you into our Grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And as you can tell by the intro of a couple of songs tonight, we've got an all-music special show for you tonight as we dig out some tunes and take a break for 1 week at least from some of the interviews so we can fit in a lot more music. Good evening, Mr. Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions.
Good evening, Bob. Yes, it's one of them moments where we get to catch up on some songs that just continue to pile up, which is a good thing to have.
That's right. And you are currently busy on assignment, on location, out of the area, scanning for Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival participants.
Yes, that's a full-time job in itself right there. So hopefully we'll be dropping that lineup very soon. So,
yeah. And, well, hey, we're flipping the calendar to February already, so keep your eyes and ears out for reservations if you'd like to camp at Cooper's Lake Campground. But, of course, you already know that you can get ready to just go ahead and, yeah, circle the calendar now. The event coming up this year will be Thursday, August 20th through Saturday, the 22nd. Thursday, the singer-songwriter in the round, Friday night at 5, all evening long, and then all day Saturday. And Cooper's Lake will be the site and setting again. And, boy, with the new music and the shows that are happening already, I mean, we're just a month into 2026, but I don't know, Utah. I have a feeling this is going to be another exciting year for local music.
I sure hope so, and it's looking that way. It sure is looking to be a good one for the Noble Hop, so I'm sure everybody else is going to be having the same kind of year.
Yeah, and congratulations. I know you just recently even played another gig down in Kentucky, so expanding the Noble Hops brand multiple states. Congratulations on that. And we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler presenting this opening segment. And we heard coming into the show one of our more recent guests in the month of January, Utah, a gentleman who spans playing from Pittsburgh to Erie, Logan B. and Dirty Leaf, and one of our recent guests. Got to hear a little debut of them. That was my first opportunity to meet Logan. Very fun music that they've created.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on, and as if you were tuned in on to that show, he can play kind of a Logan B. light, so to speak. You know, just a few players, or have a full band with a horn section and everything around him. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it really is. Huh? It's great to be versatile, and you know, you see a lot of acts doing that. I know you guys in the Noble Hops do that. You can bring the full band, or it can be a stripped down, duo. Some guy doesn't wear sleeves, whatever you need to fit the mood or the magic of the room for a particular occasion.
Well, yeah, but we do prefer the full band. We like to lug them amps around and turn them up a little bit.
Turn them up to 11, if you will. And we also heard before Logan B. and Dirty Leaf, a great Pittsburgh band that you had an opportunity to see at Band Jam last year, the One Eye Daddies, and their song Going Home, just some catchy stuff that they create. And look forward to hearing hopefully some more new material from them as well. We actually have been contacted by a gentleman from the Pittsburgh area. It's got a pretty neat story and some pretty awesome sounding music. And I got to give a shout out to our friend Scott Tatey, who's our midday guy, Tatey on the radio, referred Josh to us, and his wife. They have a band called Rocket Loves Blue, and Josh met his wife Nikki in L.A. He had grown up in Pittsburgh, and back about maybe 20-21 years ago, he had moved out west and had the opportunity. And destiny led him to Nikki, and they decided that they were going to start to do some music together, and they felt Pittsburgh was the best area to do that, so they came back to the Berg to launch the project. But I guess Nikki has some success out west, where she went out for American Idol and actually received a golden ticket during one of the series or seasons, if you will, of American Idol. But they have just put together the new band. As a matter of fact, they only debuted as a full band 2 months ago now, December, or I guess it was December of 2024. Check that. And they opened for the Smithereens at Jurgles, and then, man, they got to the Three Rivers Arts Festival. They were voted best rock band by Pittsburgh City Papers. So they've got a lot going on in a very short period of time, and I guess they have a show coming up this month, opening for Joe Grushecki at the Thunderbird. So let's introduce you to Rocket Loves Blue, featuring Josh and wife Nikki, and their song Big Shot Money.
All right, and then we're going to go back in time a little bit here to Elena. She was one of our earlier guests way back when, and we've had her on several times, and she's down in the Nashville area now, still doing her thing and doing quite well for herself. I'm excited to say we're going to have her back on the show too on April 5th. So she is going to be in town, and we're going to get an interview with her. And also, she'll be playing a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at Liberty Corner Tavern as well on, I believe that's April 2nd. So excited about that. Nice. We'll do a little bag of crazy there from Elena.
Very cool. Yeah, it'll be exciting to have her back. Always love her music. Very talented songwriter. And man, it's just, sitting here talking about Rocket Loves Blue and realizing, this is 2026. It's hard to, I don't write checks anymore. So, usually I'm still writing the previous year. It's hard to believe that, man, we're in 2026 already, and it'll be good to catch up with her in 2026. So some fun stuff. Elena with Rocket Loves Blue as we chat about music tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Fire, burn out like a man. your truck window. You thought you blocked her from all your socials, but I see all of her thumbs up. I sympathize that she done got dumped, but she needs to give you up if she comes banging one more time at your door. There might be a girl fight, stenches flying around the floor. She can glare at me, throw down a Gucci purse, start to cuss, make a fuss. Hers or mine, not hers. It don't matter to me when she says she hates me. I'm gonna send her packing with her bag of crazy, 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 crazy. Yeah. Takes a lot to round me up, but she's riled me 10 miles high. God bless her bitter, broken heart, but she needs to fix her mind. Don't get me wrong, if she knew her place, we might be BFFs. But after she set my lawn on fire, I'm thinking her train's gone left.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
An all-music show here tonight. We're glad you're tuning in to the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you. Thanks again to the Meat Locker Recording Studio, presenting our opening segment tonight. We heard from the One-Eyed Daddies, Logan B. and Dirty Leave, also the new debut here on our Grassroots Show of Rocket Loves Blue, and Elena, who will be one of our guests coming up this year in just a couple of months. I want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee and their four locations to serve you, presenting this next segment of our show. And it was a busy weekend over the weekend as well, Utah. A couple of different events happening, including Dinner Bell Road. They had a show with Raised by Giants down at the Pen. And, of course, Fostering Music returning with the January Jam to kick off 2026 down in Ford City. Another successful venture there.
Yes, the January Jam was my first introduction to fostering music. They used to have that at the Lenape, whatever that was out there, golf course, golf club, something. And that was my first time showing up to one of their events, and I got invited to MC, and Charlie's got a fun little story around that. You'll have to ask him sometime, or if we ever have him on the show, we'll have to get that story. But yeah, so they decided to bring that back because it was always very successful for them. The Lenape closed, and that's, you know, kind of what threw them in turmoil a little bit, trying to find new places to do some of their bigger fundraisers. So glad to see this back at 10th Street Station. We had a great time, raised lots of money for kids in the foster system so they can get music lessons and music instruments, and appreciate everybody who supported that.
Yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. Fostering Music. I love the organization. Of course, they've been the beneficiary for a number of years of the beer tent for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and they usually have several events that they do throughout the year, so keep an ear and eye out. We always love to chat with Christy Stitt on the show as well. Tell you, lots of great stuff coming up. We've got the Rock Done Right Tour coming up later this month at Jurgles, and that's going to feature your band, Noble Hops, Gary Burke, also Jake Parks and Nick Stelter of Tarachan Sky. And I even saw a post that they've got a date set, so some dates coming back around as Tarachan Sky has reunited in the last year, and we've obviously talked about that. And I know you're having Jake down at Liberty Corner Tavern later this week on Thursday. I did hear rumor that during some of those acoustic sets, if you bring him ice cream, he plays an extra song.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, his videos are something else, aren't they?
They are. But, yeah, the Jurgles Rhythm Grill, I mean, that's going to be another great night to come out and support local music and you know, just a great, beautiful stage to kind of show off that local music scene.
Yeah, appreciate that. Drusky in conjunction with Drusky Entertainment as well. And, of course, the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions. So Rock Done Right getting underway. Looking forward to it. So hop online, get some tickets. Help us out. Come support local music. We did this, maybe a year and a half or so ago. If I recall right, Bob, we did one down there.
Yeah.
And it turned out very, very well. We had such a great turnout, and we hope to repeat that this year. So we need you to come on out.
Yeah. And again, shout out to Brian Drusky and Drusky Entertainment, who've been longest running sponsor of the Band Jam, just supporting the local acts the way they do, you know, having usually a local act opening up for a lot of their shows. And they're always usually reaching out for those bands too. You know, they put a post out and say, hey, we've got some openers needed, and you get that opportunity. It's really cool to see that connection.
Well, let's get your kids. I think it's kids.
Yeah, let's dig into some music here, and kind of connected to Elena, another young man who has been part of the scene here and has done our the old Colgate showdowns, and my goodness, he's playing everywhere from this area to Nashville, residing down that way, playing out in Kansas, and he was in the studio last year as well, did some live cuts, and a really cool song that he did, and I know some exciting changes coming in his life, maybe that inspired him to write Picket Fence Petition. Mr. Isaac Cole, let's dig him out.
Yeah, and hope everything's working out well for him in regard to some of them things. And we've got a brand new song, and you know, I hope this just sets the tone for 2026 with all the new music we're going to feature. And that's from A Common Crown. It's a song called Slow Down, and I just really dig where this goes.
Yeah, it's a really, really fantastic new song. And that Isaac song, I don't know if I mentioned, that was live in the studio when he was here. So let's spin that. And yeah, that brand new A Common Crown. Listening to tunes tonight. That's what we're doing, local music-wise. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Been saving money as fast as I can. I talked to her mom and dad about her hand. Picked out a piece of land I can't afford it yet, but I'm trying. I hate to ask you, banker man, to take a chance on me and my little plan. I know my credit could use some work, but I'm no stranger to working in the rain. I can put the walls up board by board, every nail I'll hammer in myself. I can pour the concrete to city code, even hang the drywall on every single door to the place we'll raise our kids. Yeah, I know it's a risk and I get it if you say no, but I've got a pen. Could you sign my picket fence petition? Yes, sir, I've got a real good job. I plan to work on my days off. It'll probably take a year, but by then a little won't be here. I can put the walls up board by board, every nail I'll hammer in myself. I can pour the concrete to city code, even hang the drywall on every single door to the place we'll raise our kids. Yeah, I know it's a risk and I get it if you say no, but I've got a pen. Could you sign my picket fence petition? I'm on a mission. Yeah, buddy, I'm just a man. The economy's bad and there's bills to pay. With your help, God willing, someday I'd have put the walls up board by board, every nail I hammered in myself. I poured the concrete to city code, even hung the drywall on every single door to the place we raise our kids. It'll take a while to pay back every penny, and that piece of land is more than plenty, but I've got a pen. Could you sign my picket fence petition?
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You've tuned into the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, Bob in Utah with you, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions, and we appreciate you just checking out some local tunes. That's what we're doing tonight, just jamming some tunes and having some fun listening to that new Common Crown. I think that's going to be one that resonates with a lot of folks this year. Boy, that just fresh, sounding great, and I'm anxious to see what the year holds for Common Crown because, man, they're always a fantastic band, especially live.
Yeah, they've got some cool gigs lined up already this year, so they're going to kind of be all over the place. In fact, I'm hoping to be able to catch them along with Eden on Fire and a couple other bands up in Erie on February 14th. So follow them on their event page and see where they're at. Go check them out.
Fantastic. Hey, we want to thank Build the Scene, Bill Damiano, and all the great work that he does for the local music scene, presenting this segment of our show here tonight as we dig into about a dozen local music songs tonight, kind of covering the gamut, some people we haven't caught up in a while, or some new stuff. And have another piece here. We heard this last week from the Changing Times Band. They're out of the Pittsburgh area, kind of a hard rock metal band. But they, if you remember back, it's been five, I think 6 years now, that they released a five-song EP. And since that time, they have seen quite a bit of evolution in the band with their three founding members. They added a guitarist back in about a year and a half ago, maybe now, back in 24. And now they have added a young lady named Lady Maven, powerhouse vocalist with incredible range to the band. So, man, they're just going next level with this. And they've got a really cool style, man. They blend all kinds of different influences from Queensryche to Dream Theater to Sabbath, Five Finger, I mean, even some modern day stuff. And now with adding Lady Maven, they can even hint on some, like, you know, coverages like Hailstorm and Dorothy. But this is a really cool song called Emptiness that gives you a great sample of the Pittsburgh band Changing Times now that they've added Lady Maven, Utah.
All right. And let's follow that up with some Jennifer Lynn Baker and her song Time's Kind Hands. And just a new release alert for everybody out there. She's dropping her new single, Bender, on February 13th. So you can pre-order that and follow along. Looking forward to that. That's a song that's coming out of the Meat Locker recording studio. And I think it turned out extremely well. Super excited to see where the song goes.
Yeah, hey, and recent belated happy birthday to Jaylin as well. Yeah, it's really cool to hear the music coming to life for her again. And, you know, the way it's been shaped now here in 25, 26, coming out of the Meat Locker recording studio, which, you know, has had some pretty good music coming out of that place for a long time, including some past Grassy Award winners. So stay tuned. And, you know, speaking of Grassies, make some noise for your favorite music, because it's that time of year where we pay attention all year round, but you're starting to get, you know, we're here in February now. It won't be long. We'll be gathering that list, and you'll be voting for that in the month of July. So if you would like to make some noise for your favorite musician or favorite song that you're listening to, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, I already have 8 songs on my list, so hope you're keeping up, Bob.
Yeah. We build our list, and I hope you folks out there are keeping score at home and reach out and make some noise for some of your great the bands that you enjoy hearing, because we love to hear about it. Changing Times and Jennifer Lynn Baker. Let's get at it. It's more Grassroots local music tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Now that we've flipped the calendar to February, get ready for the Rock Done Right Tour to return in 2026. It's coming up on the 26th, Thursday, February 26th. You'll want to head to Jurgle's Rhythm Grill for a show featuring Gary Burke, the Noble Hops, and Jake Parks and Nick Stelter of Taraj and Sky, Thursday, February 26th at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill. On the general concert calendar, coming up on Saturday, February 21st, head to the Penn Theater in downtown Butler for a singer and songwriter showcase. It runs from 7 to 10 p.m., featuring musicians Alyssa Hankey, Zach Rovito, Matt Goodlin, Cook McCoy, and Chrissy Joe. An incredible night of talent with doors opening at 6. The event will start at 7 o'clock, Saturday, February 21st, at the historic Penn Theater, Main Street in downtown Butler. On the Shady Lady concert calendar this week, coming up Thursday, February 5th, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern featuring Jake Parks, 7:30 showtime. February 6th, this Friday, Ingo Swan with special guest The Noble Hops for an evening of rock and roll at 565 Live in Bellevue. Then on Saturday, February 7th, it's the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series featuring Chuck Moses and the Trash Bandits. 9 o'clock showtime with Miller Lite specials, There's No Cover, and that is also Rock Done Right. And head
to Erie, or at least Lake City, PA. On February 13th, the Noble Hops will be live at the Twisted Elk Brewery. They'll be rocking with an acoustic styling of Sleeves and Utah Prior from the Noble Hops at 6 o'clock that night.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're into February. Can you believe it? We're listening to local music here tonight. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Gotta give a shout out to music from the 412 and what they offer, kind of Pittsburgh's MTV, if you will, and I've seen a lot of informational updates, especially being shared by Bill Damiano. They are really advancing the opportunity and the ease for you to be able to stream this and pull it up, Roku or your Fire Stick. And Bill's even had some kind of do-it-yourselves, if you're like me, and really computer illiterate at times, and especially with the, as I refer back to one of the bands we just played, The Changing Times, Utah. It seems like the more we advance our technology, the more frustrating it gets, because you'll be sitting there doing something, then there's all these pop-ups, and you know they're trying to protect you, and I think they just create more pop-ups to pop up. But Bill kind of set the scene straight, too, for people to get access to music from the 412.
Yeah, hey, my car makes so many noises, and I don't know what any of them mean. And I just want to be able to turn the radio on, adjust the temperature, and get to where I'm going. I don't need all the crap. I swear, it's amazing. Technology is going to drive us crazy.
I know. You know, and they're taking CD players out, so you can't do that anymore. And it's just, but you know what's always here? Music on the radio, and it's always free. And you can stream it anywhere, including our show, 977rocks.com. Should bring that up as well. The Butler Radio Network, we have a, we've had a long-standing website, and we've had some developments recently in the last about 4, maybe 5 months. And in particular, for the streaming of this show and the archiving, the company we use, basically, it said, you know, it's kind of like iCloud. We filled it up. And so we've had some issues trying to translate moving on into another branch of that. And we're working very, very hard, diligently, to make that transition. But for some of you folks that have been trying to access some of the more recent older shows, maybe pulling up in the archive, because I know a lot of people that love, you know, to do that. You listen at work or next day if you can't make the show live. So we're working on that issue. We wanted to just kind of update people that you're not going crazy. We're going crazy here because of, that technological thing that apparently space is at a premium nowadays. I don't know. These clouds, you see a bunch of them, and I don't know how to use them, I guess.
No, I don't know that it's at a premium, Bob. It's everything is for sale. So if you want some space, you got to open up the wallet. And, of course, we have no budget, so that's where we're at.
Yeah, right. Makes sense, right? So, yeah, we could use your sponsorship if you want to be a part of the Grassroots Show. Shameless plug right there. But, no, you can be a part of that. And, of course, as we talk about the Band Jam Utah, you know, we talked about it earlier tonight, August 20th through the 22nd. I'm going to be revealing the lineup. You'll be able to book your sites for camping at Cooper's Lake. But we've got sponsorship availabilities ready to go right now. And as you always like to point out, the quicker you get in, the more we talk about you.
Yeah, we could be. We could have been talking about you last week and the week before that and on this show as well. So I don't know what you're waiting for.
So get in on it and reach out to Shady Lady Productions or the Butler Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you if you want to be a part of the sponsorship this year, because it'll be coming quick. I mean, as I said, it's already February 1st, so we're moving right along with some music. And, hey, got to give a special shout-out. Mr. John Ventel is a pretty fresh new grandpappy. His son had a baby. And so let's give out a shout-out to our friend JV. And let's dig out one of his songs, solo songs. It's a really cool song called Brick by Brick, up next.
All right, and we'll follow that with a song that was released towards the end of last year by the Sparrows. Awesome to hear that they're putting some music out again. And this is a song called Derailed. We debuted it here a couple weeks ago, and we're going to do it another spin now.
Oh, great, and I'm really excited to hear those guys back together, too. A lot of that going on. That's what's going to make 2026 another powerhouse year for local music, and we love to share it with you here on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
But the city my pain.
Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Grassroots Show, every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, The Rock Station. We like to share local music. This one was sharing a whole bunch of music tonight. Bob in Utah with you for February 1st. And again, thanks to the Meat Locker Recording Studio, Cummings Candy and Coffee, Build the Scene, and music from the 412, all part of our show here tonight. And insert your name here. Get in touch with us. We'd love to share you along. Utah, it's been another fun night and sharing a lot of great local music. And we hope folks will check out some of the shows you heard on the concert calendar and get involved, support local music. And one of the bands that we had on in late 2025 that put out some brand new material, some awesome powerhouse new material, Iron Brigade. Mr. Dan Butch, lead vocalist. Great tune coming up here called Herculean Destiny as we start to close out the show, Utah.
Yeah, and I've seen that they are writing some more new music as well. I've seen some video and posts about that. So looking forward to that. And as you had alluded to earlier, we have the Thirsty Thursday acoustic night coming up this Thursday at Liberty Corner Tavern, February 5th, and Mr. Jake Parks will be playing that. He'll be making his debut at the LCT, and so we'll take show out with a song he has called Moonshine.
That'll be a great, nice setting to check out, Jake, Liberty Corner Tavern. Well, hey, we invite everybody to tune in again next week, Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll have a special guest in studio and more great local music. Get out and support that local music scene. We'd love to have you on board for everything that is happening. And, of course, don't forget Rock Down Right Tour and more coming up. So stay tuned for more Grassroots. It's presented each and every Sunday night by Shady Lady Productions right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
We'll be right back. She's like a
Seven. We'll be right back.
Being different is cool.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why.
Your rock station, 97.7.